Sri Chinmoy, this is not your first visit to Jamaica. When did you come here first, and why did you come?
I came here last year, I believe, in the month of January. The beginning of January, as far as I remember. And the reason of my coming here is very simple. I've heard from people that here the spiritual soil is very fertile in Jamaica. A disciple of mine, Jamaican disciple, happened to be in New York. He came here and he spoke to these aspiring souls about me, and they invited me here, and on their invitation I came here to serve the supreme in them, to kindle the flame of aspiration. And during my first visit here, I accepted very few chosen as my students, you can call them disciples, who came to me. They wanted to have spiritual guidance from me, and I helped them in their spiritual life, and that is what I have been doing now.
Now, you represent a branch, I believe, of the Hindu faith.
I do not represent any faith. At the same time, I include all religious faiths in my heart. I am a spiritual man, and I have been asked by the Supreme within me to serve Him in humanity. So, my faith, if you want to say, it is the faith in the Supreme. I do not represent any particular religious faith, Hinduism or Buddhism, no. Only I represent the Supreme here on earth for my disciples who have accepted me as their inner pilot. Then I see that there are aspiring souls. At the same time, they may not be meant for my path or for me. There are many schools, but one person prefers one school to other. Similarly, in the inner life, spiritual life, there are many spiritual sincere seekers, but if they follow my path, I feel that they will not reach their goal sooner. So I tell them that you have aspiration, I'm most pleased with you, but you should go to some other place where you will get greater benefit. Because I have to be very sincere, ultimately they are coming to same Father. Their Father is the Supreme, my Father is the Supreme. So I know that if they follow a different path, they will go sooner. And at the same time, those who are meant for me, for my path, I invite them wholeheartedly. But at the same time, I am very strict with my disciples, especially in New York. Out of hundreds, I may select one or two. When I'm on radio, the other day I was on WOR in New York, there I got hundreds of letters and calls. I did not accept not even one. All rejection. I did not accept it because I felt that they are not meant for me. They are not meant for me, but they really meant for somebody else. And at the beginning, if somebody wants to be my disciple, I ask for a picture. And when I concentrate on the picture, on the soul, if I feel that that person is meant for the path, I ask that person to come to the center. Then for 4 months, that person has to come faithfully, devotedly, and on Thursdays and Sundays. Then after 4 months, I will give him an interview, not before 4 months. After staying with me for 4 months, I will give him a short interview for 45 minutes. At that time, I will give him a specific meditation and I ask him to ask me spiritual questions and inner problems I shall deal with. Then our real acceptance begins. He accepts me and I accept him.
Now it seems to me that you are very broad-minded in that you are not restricting your disciples to any particular faith. At the same time, you're very selective in that you demand a very high standard from your disciples. Does this mean that you do not feel a responsibility to help all men?
I feel the responsibility to help all men. There are various ways. One way is to go to somebody's place and say, I want to do some act of charity. But then there is another way of praying and meditating on the universe. All in the morning, my journey starts at 2 o'clock. All in the morning, then what do? I concentrate or fast on the universe, on humanity. Mentally one can help, psychically one can help, soulfully one can help. Only physical help is not the only help. Those whom I am not accepting as my own are not rejected. I am concentrating on them on the inner level. I am a spiritual man. There are many planes of consciousness on that level. In our India, there are spiritual figures who live in the Himalayan caves. What do they do? They send, you know, the divine vibration to the entire world. So here in the physical world, I am unable to accept, you know, all and sundry and thousands and millions. I don't have that capacity. But in the inner world, when I send my good wishes to all, my love and my blessings, I am helping. I want to help them. I want to help whole humanity. Serve. Help is a very big word. Who am I to help? Only God can help. I want to serve. But there are ways which some I am helping in the material problem, in the spiritual problem, and I know that I will be able to handle them. I am that leader, spiritual leader. With others, I feel that my prayer, my meditation, my concentration on them will be more effective than if I speak to them. I want to help them, but I know how my help will be more effective. By talking to them personally or by concentrating on the universe, on the universal problem. So that's why I feel that my help will be more effective if I concentrate, meditate on the universe and then individually accept someone whom I cannot be of any help.